is Free Talk Live, and we're launching into hour number three of the show. You can bring up whatever you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site we give away. So enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com, the place to go for all of that stuff. All right, so we said we were going to tell you about the World War II veterans that have been, well, given the short shrift by the government. Now, if you listen to what the government says, they always make a good case for supporting the troops. They're always out there pushing and saying that they're out there looking out for their own. If you've worked for the government, we've got a great pension plan, and we're going to take care of you. You know, this this is their, what they put out there, that government workers are taken care of, especially the veterans, right? It's the veterans that really deserve them. I mean, they're the ones that put their lives on the line for freedom. And if you believe that one, well, we've got another discussion to have. But if you, that's the common phrase, is that, well, they sacrificed everything. They put it on the line, and so they deserve to be taken care of until their dying day. Well, does it always work out that way in reality?
No, it doesn't work out that way a lot. And here's just one more example. Now, I'll admit this example doesn't cover a lot of people, but it just goes to show how chintzy the government can be. The Army has decided to cut off – this is from the Associated Press. The Army has decided to cut off retirement plan pay for veterans of a largely native militia formed to guard the territory of Alaska from the threat of Japanese during World War II. The change means 26 surviving members of the Alaska Territorial Guard. 26.
That's a lot of World War II vets.
Well, it is, but it's not a lot of people, and they aren't going to last very long.
To complain.
Right. Yeah. Most are in their 80s and long retired, will lose as much as $557.
Per month?
Per month. Okay. And monthly retirement pay, a state veterans officer said Thursday. Payments are to end February the 1st. Now,
wow.
Think about how much this is. This is 26 guys getting $500 a month. That's not very much money for
the
government.
On the scale of the feds, yeah.
I mean, considering they print this crap out when they need it.
Right, they've just given $300 billion here and there to banks, so that's no big deal.
A lot of these banks are, you know, run by department heads who have failed to keep their heads above water. Mm-hmm. They're getting these huge retirement plans. The government's backing all of their, you know, all their stuff. And AIG had a big party, basically paid for by taxpayers, but these guys can't get $13,000 a month.
Over the 26
of them.
Gotcha.
Application for retirement pay from 37 others have been suspended. I have no idea what that means.
Applications have been suspended.
Applications for retirement pay from 37 others have been suspended. Are you telling
me? Sounds like 37 people have applied to get payments, and they've been told, you're going to have to wait.
They're just now applying?
I mean, I don't know.
It was 60 years ago that World War II ended. When
that part is confusing.
Okay.
I agree.
The state is pursuing a remedy. I'm sure that that somebody in our listening audience knows the answer to this. And if they want to call in and, you know, let us know, then that's fine.
800-259-9231.
The state is pursuing a remedy for these brave Alaskans who did so much for the cause of freedom during a time of great national peril, said Governor Sarah Palin. The action comes almost a decade after Congress passed a law qualifying time served in unpaid guard as active federal service. The Army agreed in 2004 to grant official military discharge certificates to members of their survivors.
Members, I'm confused.
Or their survivors, excuse me. An Army official said the law was misinterpreted. The law applies to military benefits, including military medical benefits, but not to retirement pay, said Lieutenant Colonel Richard McNaughton, the Army's human resources.
What are they saying?
Who's that?
Can you recap
some
that?
Some bureaucrats saying that, well, yes, of course, these unpaid guards were active federal service, and of course they get the medical benefits, and of course their survivors can get a piece of paper saying they served in the military, and we'll even give them a badge, a little honorary medal.
But the money, not so much.
But that doesn't require you. That's a misinterpretation of the rule. We bureaucrats, the lieutenant colonel here says that he's interpreting it that is that that's not the case.
So basically, let me see if I'm understanding you here. You're saying that the bureaucrats are saying, hey, we've made a mistake. We've been paying you guys for too long. We weren't supposed to be paying you?
Well, no, they were in 2004, they were instated as basically
the World War II vets.
The World War II vets. In 2004, the action came across after a decade after Congress passed a law qualifying time served in unpaid guards in the unpaid guard as active federal service.
That's so what I don't understand. What
they
does that
were
mean?
Active federal service. The time that they spent
yes.
in that guard was in fact active federal service
in World War II.
In World War II.
Yes.
Yes.
Got it.
Okay. Great.
And what does that mean?
That means that they, according to the Army, who has been paying them, that does not qualify them as pay, retirement pay. It only qualifies them for medical benefits, a badge, and a piece of paper.
So they're saying that because you are in
I should say a medal, not a badge.
Because you are active in the Guard in World War II, you don't get retirement pay.
Well,
but they've been getting retirement pay, but now they're saying we misinterpreted that, and so
right.
now you don't get
we
it anymore.
We misinterpreted active federal service to mean active federal service. And, in fact, active federal service does not mean active federal service. It means something else, so we're not going to give you retirement.
I'm surprised they're not raiding their bank account trying to take back what they've already given them.
Now, that's the Ian I remember. I can't believe you couldn't get that. The focus is to follow the law, he said. We can't choose to whether
it's
or not.
It's confusing. It sounds bureaucrat. It sounds very confusing.
Right.
To me.
These
all.
Are bureaucrats. They make up rules as they go.
Right.
And if they do the wrong thing, they don't get punished for it. We know that.
Yeah.
It's standard issue. It could be the same. It could be the same story over and over again.
I was just trying to understand the excuse.
Understood. About 300 members are still living from the original 6,600-member unit called up from 1942 to 47 to scout patrols, build military airstrips, and perform other duties. But only a fraction had enough other military service to reach the 20-year requirement for retirement pay. Among those who did is 88-year-old Paul Kinya in the western Alaskan village of Kipnuk. Kinya was 16 when he joined the Territorial Guard and worked in communications, reporting by radio any unusual noises or the direction of aircraft, including some Japanese planes he spotted. We did not get 1 cent being in the Territorial Guard, he says. We worked hard. Kinya,
wow.
Who later put in 22 years in the National Guard and another decade in the Guard Reserves, will lose more than $358 a month in his retirement package because of the Army's decision. With gasoline in his village at almost $10 a gallon.
Whoa.
That's a huge amount to lose. I don't know why they're trying to cut the pay. It's not good for us right now, he said in a phone interview.
Because they don't
right.
care about you. That's no. why. They don't care.
He says the bureaucrat says it's about the law.
Oh, of course, it's about the law. Their interpretation of the law that in this case is going to put these poor old guys in a bad way. Because, you know, the reality is these people who are getting the checks from the federal government, whether they be World War II veterans or whether they be Social Security recipients or whoever it is we're talking about that gets checks on a regular basis from the government, they believe that they're going to continue. I mean, it seems like a sensible thing for them to believe. Checks coming every month. You believe you're going to keep getting that check every month, right? So, like most people, they spend probably likely to their income, and they
it's retirement.
Bucket.
I mean, retirement.
Yeah.
You're supposed to spend all your retirement and be
right.
spending into your savings, essentially.
And so they budget themselves on a monthly basis, expecting to get a certain amount in, and then all of a sudden, the government just pulls it all out right out from under them. What you were getting this money in, you expect that money to come to the day you die, and now it's not there. You're 83 years old. What do you do? What do you do? 800-259-9231. Look, I'm not saying I support government
eat
welfare.
Eat dog food? I mean, what else can you do?
But I'm pointing out here to
it's
those
not,
of you
this
who,
isn't government welfare.
Oh, okay. Well, it's a government retirement program, and it's really – usually government retirement programs are much more lavish than anything in the corporate world.
Certainly understood.
But what I want to point out to you is if you think the government is going to be there for you – maybe you're brand new to the show or something like that – take this lesson very seriously. These folks are willing to screw over World War II veterans. They'll leave children out in the street if it will help their bureaucracy. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Welcome to your Big Idea Minute with Donnie Deutsch, offering you tips and advice on how to make your entrepreneurial dreams come true from the aha moment to your first million. Here's your host, business mogul and CNBC personality, Donnie Deutsch.
The director of the U.S. Patent Office in 1899 is said to have made this statement. Everything that can be invented has been invented. It makes the point about a mentality that is still rampant in business and industry today. So what does it really mean to be an innovator? One, innovators ask, how would I approach this business challenge if I had no preconceived notions of how it should be done? Two, innovators don't care that it's never been done. In fact, they love it. Three, innovators don't believe it has already been done. Four, innovators are champions of individuality. Five, innovators are disruptive and will challenge everyday assumptions. For the Big Idea Radio Minute, I'm Donnie Deutsch.
For a transcript of this show and others, please visit DonnieDeutsch.com. Donnie Deutsch has inspired millions of entrepreneurs to realize their biggest dreams. Now, in his book, The Big Idea, How to Make Your Entrepreneurial Dreams Come True from the Aha Moment to Your First Million, Deutsch draws not only on his own tremendous focus and expertise, but on that of dozens of the successful entrepreneurs whom he has interviewed. He's gathered all his knowledge together in this book to help you create your own enterprise. The Big Idea is your roadmap to the American dream. The Big Idea by Donnie Deutsch is available wherever books are sold.
Wondering about your retirement portfolio? Is your financial advisor experienced enough to combat rising interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. With 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations, who needs sugar-coated excuses? Get the cold, hard facts and a proven investment strategy. For a free introductory copy to the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178. 877-479-8178.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
The United States is bankrupt and the bankers want you bankrupt also. How would you like to be debt-free in 90 days guaranteed? DebtCrisisSolutions.com has helped tens of thousands out of debt since 1993 and will free you from the debt trap. DebtCrisisSolutions.com legally guarantees to put an end to wage garnishment, bank levies, and liens, and you won't pay one dime to creditors. With Debt Crisis Solutions program, you'll also restore your credit history and be protected from legal action without making one more payment to creditors. DebtCrisisSolutions.com specializes in credit report restoration, preventing wage garnishment and bank levies, liens, and judgments. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Become debt-free in 90 days, guaranteed. Call Debt Crisis Solutions now for a free consultation at 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up what you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. The features include the bulletin board system with over 400,000 posts. There's a lot to talk about, serious issues to fun stuff. You find it all free over at bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. So the government should not be trusted at any moment. We just gave you the story about the World War II veterans they're leaving out in the cold in Alaska, pulling their monthly payments that they were receiving. And they're just basically saying, well, we misinterpreted the laws here, and you guys are just SOL. You're not going to get your payments anymore. See you later. Bye-bye. So they're leaving these 80-year-old men out in the cold with no $300, $400, $500 a month checks anymore coming in. Now, what are those guys going to do? That's what I'd like to know. And now this is a tragic story, but it's not the only one that's like this. Whether it's the guys that are not getting their money from World War II, or whether it's the people that expected to get money for their television transition that we talked about earlier, or whether you expect something from the government, like the folks out in California. We mentioned this, I think it was last week, where California's government is telling people, oh, you thought you were going to get a refund check from us this year? Well, you're going to have to wait an extra month or so because, well, we just don't have any money. So my most important message here is beyond the question of what will these people do, the question for you should be, do you trust the state to come through on its promises?
Right. Understand the government has bad credit.
Yeah. Do not trust them. And I know most of our listeners get this, but if you're brand new to this show, if they tell you they're going to do something and you think, well, they're the government and they can just tax people and we can get, it's no problem. They'll pay me my welfare check or my Social Security. They'll take care of it. They're the government. They can always print it out. They have no obligation whatsoever to do anything for you. It doesn't matter if you've signed an application. It doesn't matter if you think that you're under some sort of an agreement with them. It doesn't matter what the bureaucrats that answer the phone say. What matters is whether or not that check comes in the next month. And in some people's case, it doesn't.
Yeah, it may not.
When they expected it to. So my advice is, do not ever, ever build your life around any expectation of getting anything from the federal, local, or state governments. Don't live life that way. You need to be self-sufficient. You need to rely on you and your friends and your family, and that's it. Your clients, your business, whatever it is you do, whatever it is you can count on, you achieving for yourself. Budget no more than that in your life. Because if you start counting on the state, they may send you the checks for a while. But then when they all of a sudden decide to change the rules or misinterpret the laws or reinterpret the laws in a different way, you could be the one that's left out in the cold.
I agree with that, that the government can't be trusted. However, I also sort of think that you can't count on that next paycheck. You can't count on that next anything.
I agree with
you
that.
You know, like when you make an agreement with someone, you know, it's as good as, well, you know, an agreement. Sometimes
True.
Agreements fall through. You should have a certain amount in savings. You should
I agree.
Be prepared for these kind of things. I understand that it's not always easy. It's not always possible.
I didn't want to make it sound like I was suggesting anybody live paycheck to paycheck either. That's a bad idea. You definitely should have savings. You need to have money in the bank or in a safe somewhere or whatever for a rainy day in the occurrence that you happen to get fired. But at least if you get fired, Mark, you can go find another job and you can, you know, work. You can still count on you to do something. I'm saying you can't count on them. Even if they've made you a promise, you cannot count on it. The people in California that aren't getting income tax refunds this coming month or whatever, you know how many people are counting on income tax refunds?
A lot.
But people, the fact is Americans don't live financially responsibly. They spend too much. They spend more than what they have. I mean, it's bad enough to live paycheck to paycheck. It's worse to live like most Americans do, and that is spending more than what they get on their paycheck.
That's what happened in 2005. Americans spent more money than they made.
Yep. And so that's even worse. So you need to get away from those habits because being in those habits makes you reliant on things like an income tax refund. My tenants are one example. My tenants owe me about $1,200 right now. And coming up in another week, they're going to owe me another $900. They're way behind in the rent. But I can't kick anybody out in the middle of winter because, well, it's illegal in the state of New Hampshire, apparently.
It's hard as a landlord to decide when that time to start, the old eviction proceedings is anyway.
They're good people.
They're trying.
They're nice people. Well, they're trying, but the fact is they're also not trying hard enough because they're still partying on the weekends and still buying alcohol and, you know, that sort of thing. And that's what can I do about that, right? I can't go over there and micromanage their lives. But the reason I bring them up is because what's their solution? to their rent problem? What's their solution, Mark?
The refund. Yeah.
The income tax refund, which actually isn't really a refund. It's a welfare payment because they've got a kid, and so they go for the earned income tax thing. So she works as a waitress, so there's no way that she'd get $4,000 income tax return, which is what she got last year. It's because of the welfare, the earned income tax credit, and you know, money for the kid, basically. So yeah,
that's what it is.
So it's probably going to come through because it's the federal government, and they can print out the money. But my point is, they are relying on that. If that income tax check doesn't come through, they will be evicted. So they're relying on the government payment in order to continue on in their lifestyle in the current manner that they are. In the same way that many people in California are likely relying on that California income tax check so they can pay a month's rent. Or so they can, you know, keep their kid going to karate class, or whatever it is their lifestyle is entailing. People depend on this stuff. But the fact is, when you depend on the state, inevitably you will be let down. So just beware.
They will disappoint you at some point.
If they'll do it to World War II veterans, they'll do it to you. Don't doubt it. We continue with your calls. David in Wales, Daniel, in Wales, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Daniel. You are on the air going once. Daniel in Wales. Going twice. All right.
First person calling in from Wales that we've had, right?
Isn't that the UK?
Well, it's part of the UK.
Okay.
Usually if they say the UK, they're calling in. The Welsh, fiercely nationalistic.
They would make it clear.
Yes.
Okay.
Scottish, you know, the Scotch would say, we're calling from Scotland. Ireland, Irish say they would say they're calling from Ireland. English say they're calling from the UK.
So 800-259-9231, that is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Maybe you want to share a story where the government made a promise to a group of people and then just broke it. Yeah, that's what they do. They break promises. I mean, does anybody really think Social Security is still going to be there when they get old? I mean, if you're in the younger generation, do you really think Social Security is still going to be there when you get that old? If the federal government is still around, that's going to be that's really the question. Who even thinks the feds are going to make it that long?
I don't know.
I hope not. I really hope not. So don't expect anything out of them. You can only count on yourself. And it's nice to be able to count on the people close to you. You can count on them a little more than the federal government. But you can only really count on number one. And if you aren't set up enough with savings...
You know, you can't always count on number one either. Number one can let you down with... I mean, it's your body.
You can get hurt.
You
sure.
can get hurt. You can get, you know, bad health. The best thing to do, save some of your money every single paycheck, whether it's 10% or...
Minimum 10%.
Yeah, you know, there's other tricks for saving money. Save money.
1-800-259-9231. If you've got tricks or tips on saving money, you're welcome to share those with us or bring up whatever you want. This is Free Talk Live.
Your engine is the heart of your vehicle. Wouldn't it be nice to be able to determine whether it's going to go the long run? Or should you dump your vehicle before you experience a major expense? The military has developed such a technology, and it's called oil analysis. By taking a mere 4-ounce sample during an oil change, you can get an easy-to-read, complete report by an independent laboratory covering engine wear, oil condition, and contamination. You could expect to pay hundreds of dollars or more for someone to look inside your engine. But now, for only $14.95, we will send you a test kit with easy to follow directions. Yes, just $14.95. Then you can speak directly with one of our experts on your engine's condition and how to make it last longer. Act now and we'll pay the shipping to you. Visit oilcompanysecret.com. That's oilcompanysecret.com or call 888-873-7371. That's 888-873-7371. 888-873-7371.
Lead a superior life by drinking Superior Life brand ionized water. A couple of soft drinks each day, a few slices of pizza, last night's cheeseburgers. These acidic foods will make you tired, overweight, and cause numerous negative health problems in the short and long term. An acidic environment is created in the body, causing fuzzy memory and that all-day low-energy feeling. These are the early signs of your body telling you that it's not getting the proper care it needs. We are truly a junk food nation. Drinking ionized water will help you drop the weight, feel better, actually become hydrated, and can improve the quality of your life. It's all about the pH. Disease cannot thrive in an alkaline body. What can a Life Brand water ionizer do for you? Call 800-276-9601. That's 800-276-9601. Or visit us at SuperiorLifeWater.com. That's SuperiorLifeWater.com. What's in your water?
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days. But many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Acola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call Acola Blue right now at 866-585-4044. That's 866-585-4044. Or visit Acola Blue at ECOLOBLUE.com today.
Do you want to pay for the government bailout of Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac? You may have no choice. Obviously, taxpayers are on the hook for over $6 trillion. That's right, $1 trillion in mortgages held by these two corporations. The part that most people don't realize is that this bailout can have significant adverse effects on their 401ks and IRAs. Unless you're planning to help pay for this bailout with your personal retirement funds, you need to act now. The solution is to fund a self-directed IRA with gold and silver. Put your retirement money beyond the reach of government financiers today by calling 1-866-323-5665. Safe Grow IRAs are just a phone call away. That's 1-866-323-5665. Mike or Jim at Midas Resources can help you protect your retirement nest egg. Get informed and ask for our free report on the unseen fallout of the Fannie Freddie rescue. Call 1-866-323-5665.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communication Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number for you to bring up anything that you want is 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features that we give away on the website. So enjoy those, including archives. If you've missed a moment of the show, click and download. They're right there on the front page of the site, going back for an entire year, totally free, at freetalklive.com. We go to your phone calls. We're going to try Wales one more time. Daniel, are you there?
Hey, man.
Hello, you're on the air.
Wow, man. That's mad.
Go ahead. Yeah, it's really kind of hard to understand you. Go ahead.
Sorry about that. I'll try and talk more clearly. Can you understand me now?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, my brother, Sean, called in a while ago.
Okay.
I just wanted to call in and say I think he made me listen to the radio show, see, and I think you guys are doing an awesome job.
Well, thank you. Did you have anything else? Did you have anything issues-wise you wanted to talk about?
Yeah, I've been listening to your show, and you've been talking a lot about the government recently, the American government.
Yeah, that's pretty much what we do.
And, you know, I just wanted to say I'm 100% behind you. You know, to be honest, the American government, to me, they're doing everything wrong, you know?
Well, how do you feel about the UK government? I mean, they're kind of doing things.
How do you like
the
cameras?
Yeah, all the CCTV cameras.
The cameras are awesome.
Really? You think so? Are you being facetious or serious?
Serious.
Why do you say that?
I'm a very nice guy.
You're a nice guy. Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. As we continue here, you can bring up anything, even inanities. So, Mark, tell me about the comic book arrest.
The Comic Book Legal Defense Fund. This is at cbldf.org. Has been signed on as a special consultant to the defense of Christopher Handley, an Iowa, collector who faces up to 20 years in prison for possession of manga. The fund adds its First Amendment expertise to the case, managed by United Defense Group's Eric Chasen, will also be providing monetary support towards obtaining expert witnesses. Hadley, 38, faces penalties under the Protect Act. This is whatever, for allegedly possessing manga that the government claims to be obscene.
This is the U.S. government?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. That's where Iowa is.
Gotcha.
The United States. The government alleges that the material includes drawings they claim to appear to be depictions of minors engaging in sexual conduct.
Uh-oh.
No photographic content is at issue in Hadley's case. Now, didn't we mention this, the manga, it specifically would be a problem at some point as far as child porn rulings would go?
Yeah, well, we knew that, there was a recent story where Simpsons characters got somebody in trouble for child porn.
Yeah.
So Bart and Lisa apparently were fooling
cartoon
around.
Cartoon characters.
Yeah.
Not even realistic, like, human-looking.
Right. They've got three fingers. Four? Three or four fingers, I think.
Well, it depends on whether you count a thumb as a finger or not.
They have three, I think, though.
Hadley's case is deeply troubling because the government is prosecuting a private collector for possession of art, said the CBLDF executive director, Charles Brownstein.
They're prosecuting him for child porn charges?
Yes.
Wow.
Well, if it's for obscenity under the Protect Act, whatever that is. In the past, CBDLF has had to defend the First Amendment rights of retailers, artists, but never before have we experienced the federal government attempting to strip a citizen of his freedom because he owned comic books.
Oh, well, they better get used to it because this will be a first time, but there will be more.
They say that they'll bring their best, they'll bring their best defenses to bear. Mr.
Good.
Hadley's case began in May of 2006 when he received an express mail package from Japan that contained several Japanese comic books. That package was intercepted by postal inspector who applied for a search warrant after determining that the package contained cartoon images of objectionable content. Unaware that his materials were searched, Hadley drove away from the post office and was followed by various law enforcement officers who pulled him over and followed him to his home.
Excuse me, sir. I'm going to have to confiscate this. This looks a little objectionable. We need to be studying this very detailed.
So once they got to his house, the agents from the Postal Inspector's Office, Immigration, Customs Enforcement Agency, special agents from the Iowa Division of Criminal Investigation, and officers from the Glenwood Police Department, just to make it all legal, seized Hadley's collection of over 1,200 manga books and or publications and hundreds of DVDs, VHS tapes, laser discs, city computers, and other documents. Collection was comprised of hundreds of comics covering a wide spectrum of manga.
Sure.
The government is prosecuting images appearing in a small handful of them.
Yeah.
Sometimes they hump in these books. I believe that term is hentai.
I think it is hentai.
Yeah.
And in many cases, there are young girls depicted.
Right. And, the Japanese like their schoolgirl look. That doesn't mean how old? It's a cartoon character. And a lot of times they have really big memory glands.
Sometimes. Maybe not. Maybe. But and sometimes they're being they're having sex with demons.
Yes.
And
tentacle
and
porn.
Tentacles and things like that.
Weird stuff.
So it's really, it's really just a bizarre world. Some people are really into it. And this is such the realm of thought crime, Mark. It's so clear that they are prosecuting people and destroying people's lives because they think differently than the establishment. This guy is into this kind of this particular brand of comics, which in some cases are pornographic, and in some cases involve people under the age of 18, or at least depictions of cartoon depictions of people under the age of 18. But so what? Why is that a crime?
Right. And who is harmed? Where is the child? Hadley now faces charges under the surviving sections of 1466A, which will require a jury to determine whether the drawings at issue are legally obscene. The materials cannot be deemed obscene unless it meets all three of the criteria of the Miller test for obscenity.
Okay.
A. Whether the average person applying contemporary community standards would find that the work taken as a whole appeals to the prurient interests.
Mm-hmm.
So, community standards.
But remember, the judges of America have been known to say things like, well, I know pornography when I see it.
Yes.
So really, that's going to be the standard.
I know pornography when I see it, too. However, I don't see why it has to be, obscene. I mean, isn't every pornographic magazine obscene?
Apparently, some are more obscene than others.
Whether the work depicts or describes in a patently offensive way sexual conduct specifically defined by the applicable state law, and C, whether the work, taken as a whole, lacks serious literary, artistic, political, or scientific value.
When are they why don't they just go right ahead and ban tentacle porn? Just straight up. Have a national ban on tentacle porn.
Why? I just don't know what these people are doing.
What's the third criteria?
Third was whether the work depicts or describes in a patently offensive way sexual conduct specifically defined by the applicable state law, and whether and then C, whether the work taken as a whole lacks a serious literary, artistic, yeah, political, or scientific value.
Right. So it's all up to the judge, right? The judge can just say, oh, that's not serious art. That's not real art.
It's up to the jury, really.
That's not real. Well, of course, I mean, the people they put on the juries in this country are not the best and the brightest. They're not people that are real stalwarts on, you know, freedom. So yeah. I don't expect too much out of
it. I just don't hold... In the jury pool,
this guy's going to jail.
It's sort of set up so that you get vanilla. You get the average mediocre person. And I just don't trust average mediocre person to decide whether or not I have the freedom to own Japanese manga.
I don't think that you should have pornography, let alone porn with tentacles in it.
You're making a very good point here, although you're making fun of little old ladies, but these are the people that have the time to sit on juries. I personally have dodged jury duty back in, it's been more than a decade, but I did it, and it's because I was working at a commission job, and I just didn't want to go to jury duty and then take the hit in pay.
We need to send a message to the youth of America that this 4chan nonsense will not be tolerated.
That's right.
Because you want to go see some of this stuff, go to 4chan. It's all over the place. It's called, I think they call it Loli, L-O-L-I, lolly porn or something like that. It's essentially Japanese manga pictures, depictions of children having sexual actions, intercourse and tentacles and things like that. And there's no victim, so there's no crime, even if you disagree with it. More coming up. Your thoughts, Free Talk Live.
Are you tired of paying $100 an hour for computer support just for the problem to return? Hi, I'm Luke Ford, founder and CEO of My Computer Works. Whenever you have a major computer catastrophe or a simple question, give my U.S.-based computer technicians a call, and they'll remotely connect to your computer and fix the problem for you. It's safe, secure, and you won't have to let a stranger into your home. Call now to receive 1 month of service free with a membership. Now let's hear from some of our satisfied customers.
They cleaned up the computer and I sat there and watched everything going on. I was just having a ball.
So the convenience of having My Computer Works connect to my computer right then, fix it for me immediately, is priceless.
I was having a lot of major problems with my computer, and they basically evaluated the computer and went through and eliminated the problems I was having.
Call now to solve all of your computer problems. 888-629-9903. 888-629-9903. That's 888-629-9903.
My Computer Works. Does yours?
Do you have aches and pains or suffer from indigestion or inflammation? Are you tired of feeling restless from insomnia? These symptoms are produced by harmful toxins, but with the correct information, understanding, and care, you can cleanse them from your body. AloeMaster.com would like to help you begin the road to recovery with aloe vera. For over 4,000 years, aloe vera has been known for its therapeutic and healing properties and is widely recognized as the plant that helps alleviate minor burns. AloeMaster.com picks the best aloe leaves and produces the most potent aloe vera concentrated juices and freeze-dried capsules you can find. AloeMaster.com offers products with 10 times the potency of ordinary aloe products, enhancing the benefits of this ancient cleansing plant. Turn over a new leaf and visit us today at AloeMaster.com. That's AloeMaster.com. Or call us at 1-800-934-ALOE. That's 1-800-934-2563 today.
Doctors around the world claim that cancer and other diseases cannot live in a pH-balanced alkaline environment. But as you know, most people are overly acidic due to stress, acidic diet, and lack of exercise. pH balance is the foundation of energy abundance and perfect health, as well as prevention of disease. People who alkalize the water they drink experience normalized blood sugar, mental clarity, and loss of weight. It was intended for human beings to drink alkaline water, but due to modern way of life, most people are overly acidic. The fact is that disease simply cannot exist in an alkaline environment. Fat accumulates if a person consumes too much acid on a regular basis and doesn't neutralize it. Do your part. Alkalize and supercharge your body now. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops contain a special mineral salt concentrate that raises the pH of the water you drink up to the pH of 10 with only 10 drops. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops now by going directly to alkavision.com. Again, that's alkavision.com.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Only moments remain, just enough time for your call. If you make it now, 800-259-9231. We'll sneak you in here. 800-259-9231, that number brought to you by our friends at SACL CAI. And it's Ian here with you tonight.
And Mark.
And join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features we give away, so enjoy those. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, learn how to promote Free Talk Live by going to promote.freetalklive.com and see a whole list of things you can do to help get this show into more ears. That's promote.freetalklive.com. We got some calls, Mark, but a few more thoughts on this story, or we're done with it.
There's no more verbiage.
The story, of course, was that a guy is being charged with federal child pornography charges because he ordered some manga comics from Japan.
And had possession of it. He had a great deal. Likely this is one of the guys out there that really gets into this manga stuff. But apparently it's only a limited amount of books that they're actually calling pornographic. So maybe, just maybe, he doesn't even have some of the wretched, crazy stuff that's out there.
Maybe he doesn't have any tentacle porn. So look for more of this in the future. We've seen stories about people being charged for Simpsons porn. Now there's this story with the manga guy getting charged, and you will see more of this over time because unless Obama decides to put a stop to it, doesn't seem likely that that's going to happen. Well, I guess time will tell. All right, we continue with your phone calls, and we talk to Demetrius in New York. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Demetrius.
Hi. Yeah, I don't think Comrade Obama is going to put a stop to any of the sexy prawns in the manga,
Not likely.
I didn't
put a stop to the enforcement, but that's not likely.
Yeah, I doubt it. Manga can be anything. It doesn't always have boobs. Sometimes it could be about a guy driving to work in the morning.
Isn't the hentai the porn stuff?
Yeah, hentai can be porn.
Got it.
But actually, manga can be raunchier than, American comics.
Mm-hmm.
But I bet you they're just jealous of the Japanese artists who are way better than they are or something. I don't know.
Well,
but anyway.
I think American comic art has, it has some really great artists out there. But
yeah,
it doesn't really matter to me one way or the other. It's culturally different. If people like the manga, that's fine.
Apparently it's not fine, Mark. People are going to
No, it's not fine at all.
Here's what I want to know. Are they going to invade Japan over this? I mean, if it's so bad...
Well, they could. Japan's military, our military?
What'd you say?
Isn't Japan's military basically us?
I mean, we certainly... I don't think the bases in Japan have been shut down, that's for sure.
They have sort of a National Guard thing.
So what are you calling about tonight?
I just wanted to bring up a story from 2006. I heard about it not too long ago, and it was really probably one of the weirdest cop stories I've ever heard, probably not for you, but there was a guy, he was riding a motorcycle. His name was James Carncross. and this was in Syracuse, New York. And I guess he was just going for a joyride or something. And a cop sees him speeding. Maybe he was going like 55 and a 54 or something. And the cop begins to pursue him in like a really slow SUV. And the guy in the motorcycle never even saw the officer.
Mm-hmm.
And the officer winds up plowing into a tree and dies. And the individual on the motorcycle winds up getting charged for homicide and
right.
sentenced to jail for 8 years.
Wow.
As though the officer had to, to chase the guy.
There's no other way, Mark. He had to do it.
Apparently, he already had his driver's, his license plate. He just could have sent them a ticket if he felt like
it. Yeah, he could have gone to his house.
It's good enough for the speed cameras. Why isn't it good enough for this guy?
Because they love the adrenaline.
He wants to chase somebody right. down. He wants to get,
that's
they
exciting.
Love that crap.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I don't even think the guy in the motorcycle saw him, and I don't think the officer did have his license. It's probably because he was going so fast and he was on a really slow SUV.
Mm-hmm. How'd they catch him?
But how is he responsible for this guy's death? I don't...
He's not, but they'll do whatever they can.
How'd they catch
people?
The guy if they didn't have his plate?
He turned himself in. He was, I believe when he crossed an intersection or something, he saw an officer there and he was thinking, oh no, this guy's going to maybe chase me. But he never saw anybody chasing him, probably because he was going so fast. Later on in the news, they were talking about this state trooper that died. The guy felt bad, turned himself in,
wow.
and hoping for some leniency,
oops.
I guess. So we'll forget about that.
Damn.
And,
thanks for the story tonight. Oh, yes, go ahead.
Oh, really quick. I think January 15th this year, they're bringing it to appeals court now to try and reverse this ruling for the 8 years. He's been in jail for 2 so far.
Oh, good luck
and,
to him.
Good luck, yeah.
Thanks for the call tonight, dude. I appreciate the story, and just another sad example of how they are better than we are. They have the government
right.
people exist in an
cops
upper echelon.
Cops plow into and kill people during these chases all the time, and they don't get homicide charges.
No. No, if they're chasing you in the line of duty, then anything goes. Destroy all the property you want to. Just
right.
kill people, too. No
right,
problem.
Right. Well, I mean, even innocent bystanders.
Yeah.
The cops don't go to jail
just
for homicide.
Plow into a little child. There was a story. Remember the story? There was a little kid, like a 4-year-old boy on the side of the road. I don't remember where it happened. Could be your next, town next to you. And a cop was speeding down the road for whatever reason.
It was a very good reason once he killed the little boy.
Yeah.
It was a very, very good reason.
Yeah. And essentially,
it wasn't just because he could turn the lights on and go boop, boop, wee.
Yeah. Essentially, made the turn, missed his mark, and slammed right into this kid, killing him instantly. No charges. 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Back on my point briefly, and we'll continue with the calls, about the Japan thing. If it's so bad, these products, these manga, the hentai with the nudity and the tentacles and the...
Right, if they're doing such terrible things over there in Japan...
Shouldn't there be an invasion? Shouldn't the U.S. military just...
I've never been able to
load
get this...
up and...
I agree with the point. I just... if they're doing such terrible things and this kind of... Obviously, they're exploiting children, right?
Yeah.
But, this must be stopped. Why? If it's good enough to incarcerate our citizens over, it should be good enough to fight a war over.
That's right. Put a stop to the source.
But people don't get it. I use this example with some Christian nut job. I shouldn't say Christian. Some Pharisee nut job who
mm-hmm.
called in who wanted to enforce, her morality on other people regarding the LDS, the FLDS
yeah.
cult in Texas. Well, I said, they marry younger people in plenty of other countries, including Mexico, New
yeah.
Guinea. You name the country, you can get married at 13 or 14. Should we invade those places? I mean, Mexico's just across the border. She's like, no, let them deal with their problems.
Uh-huh. So the geographic region that you're only concerned about depravity within your own geographic region.
And it's the geographic region that she picked, because these people
yeah.
they wall themselves off
mm-hmm.
literally
right.
from the rest of us so that they'll leave us, so that we'll leave them alone.
They're not picking on your kids.
It doesn't work,
for sure.
but they do it.
Let's continue with your calls about what you want. Seth in New Hampshire, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Seth.
Hey, you guys. I'm calling in to disagree with some of the things you said on Saturday's show. I remember Mark specifically, you were talking about pedophiles and whether they should be given a chance to reform their life or whether they should be behind bars for life or put to death.
Yes.
And Mark, you asked a caller if it would make a difference if a child rapist could be reformed. You asked as a hypothetical. And I just, was kind of surprised at the way you guys looked at it, because I don't think it makes a dime's worth of difference whether or not they were able to be reformed. I think you're asking the wrong question, because I view the purpose of punishment in an individualistic way, where the idea that the purpose of punishment is to defend the honor or the authority of the individual that was hurt, the victim. So that the failure to punish doesn't cause degradation to the victim's honor. And that's what I view. So I basically view punishment in a compensatory, not retaliatory way in that way. So I don't understand what difference it makes, what decisions the pedophile would make later on in life.
Do you think a pedophile deserves life in prison?
I think...
Every child rapist?
Well, I mean, I'd like to just say what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about, you know, someone who's a day under the age of consent or something. I'm talking about actual pedophiles who are with prepubescent children. And I see some of these cases with some of the work I do, and they are beyond ghastly. I mean, oftentimes the girls, I don't want to get too graphic on the radio, but oftentimes the girls have internal damage that pierces their vaginal wall so that their anus and vagina are no longer separated. So, I think life imprisonment is definitely just, if not more.
Okay, great. So that's, we're out of time?
Yeah, we got 20 seconds.
All right, man. You know, what about lewd and lascivious acts? You want a man to go to prison for, showing his ding-dong to a group of little girls?
Call tomorrow night, Seth. We'll talk to you about it then. Online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Wondering about your retirement portfolio? Is your financial advisor experienced enough to combat rising interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. With 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations, who needs sugar-coated excuses? Get the cold hard facts and a proven investment strategy. For a free introductory copy to the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178. 877-479-8178.